Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve the Lord God Almighty. He's mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth. What a mighty God we serve. He's a majestic Father. He's even clothed in majesty. Oh, my God, what a great God you are. What a holy God you are, righteous in all your ways. We come, Lord God, this morning to give you a hand clap of praise. We come to lift up holy hands and honor you as King. Honor you as our Father. Honor you as our Shepherd of Shepherds. We honor you this morning as the Lord of Lords, Lord God Almighty. You are gracious and mighty. You are merciful. You are a King. You are our peacemaker. Oh, God, we give you all the honor, all the glory this morning. We thank you for what you've done and what you're about to do. Have your way today. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you this morning that we have a Father that we could count on, an eternal Father who never dies, always alive, living, true God, holy God, righteous Father. Oh, God, you're the one who we are discovering new things about every day. Oh, God, your ways are past finding out. But we're so grateful for the ones you allow us to know. Hallelujah. What a great God you are. You are awesome and mighty. You are holy and righteous. Oh, God, you are the one true and living God who loads us up with benefits every day. And we receive those with thanksgiving in our hearts in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask you to break all generational curses off of us of pride, rebellion, lust, poverty, witchcraft, idolatry, death, destruction, failure, sickness, infirmity, fear, schizophrenia, and rejection. In the name of Jesus, we command all generational and hereditary spirits operating in our lives through curses to be bound and cast out in the name of Jesus. We command our spirits of lust, perversion, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and immorality to come out of our sexual character in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits of hurt, rejection, fear, anger, wrath, sadness, depression, discouragement, grief, bitterness, and forgiveness to come out of our emotions. In the name of Jesus, we command all spirits of confusion, forgetfulness, mind control, mental illness, double-mindedness, fantasy, pain, pride, and memory recall to come out of our minds in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits of guilt and shame and condemnation to come out of our conscience in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits of pride, stubbornness, disobedience, rebellion, self-will, selfishness, and arrogance to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits of addiction to come out of our appetite in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits operating in our head, eyes, mouth, tongue, and throat to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits operating in our chest and our lungs to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits operating in our back, our spine, to come out in the name of Jesus. We command, thank you, Lord. We command all spirits operating in our heart, spleen, kidneys, liver, pancreas, to come out in the name of Jesus. All spirits, we command all spirits operating in our stomach, navel, and abdomen to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits operating in our hands, arms, and legs, and feet to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all demons operating in our skeletal system, including our bones, joints, knees, and elbows, to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits operating in our glands and endocrine system to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits operating in our blood and circulatory system to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all spirits operating in our muscles and muscular system to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all religious spirits of doubt, unbelief, and error, heresy, and tradition to come out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That came in through religion to come out in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We command all hidden spirits hiding in any part of our lives to come out in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are such a great Father. You're the Almighty King. You are our Shepherd and our Lord. All we bless your name today. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Oh, if nobody that compared to how great you are, how awesome you are, how mighty you are, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning, because truly, Lord God, you are a mighty king. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning for what you've done already. Have your way on Bible Storyland. Have your way on Bible Storyland. So we thank the Lord this morning for each of you coming on with us on Bible Storyland. This is the day that our Father has made. We are rejoicing, and we are so grateful. We are so glad in it. Oh, my God, God woke us up this morning. If we read the obituary, we would see many people that did not wake up this morning. The alarm clock did not work on their behalf. They are called out of this life. But we, who are still alive, hallelujah, we give him glory. We give him praise. We give him thanksgiving because of what he's done and what he's going to do in us. He's still on the throne. He's still the ruler of our nation. So we thank God this morning. We have Karen Itell with us on this morning from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song to pray unto our Father. Good morning, Karen. How are you? Can't hear you yet, Karen.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Okay, we are going to be the joy, joy, joy of Jesus in my heart.
Amen.
Father Abraham, I am one of them.
our one of Father Abraham's sons and daughters. We thank the Lord this morning. This is Children's Day. And the Lord said in his word in Matthew 19, but Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid hands on them and departed thence. So we thank God for the word this morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. God loves you. Jesus died for us. He rose for us. And he's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you, for your children. Today is Bible Storyland's Children's Day. We're calling on Father God on behalf of our children, and we are thanking the Lord. So, Father, this morning I lift up every child in our nation, every child in every continent, and we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name this morning. We praise your name this morning. We honor you as King and Lord and Savior. We honor you as our friend. Hallelujah. We honor you this morning, oh God. Oh God, we just adore you and we bless you this morning. We thank you for what you're about to do on Bible Storyland. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you to protect our children from seen and unseen dangers. Protect them, Lord God, from heartaches. Protect them, Lord God, from loss of their friends and loss of their own lives. Protect them from incubus and succubus spirits. Protect them, Lord God, from generational curses, oh God. Remove them from their lives. Protect them from that murdering demon that's out there raging, wanting to take their lives. Protect them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for what you're doing in our children. Protect them from diseases known and unknown unto man, oh God. Protect them, oh God, keep them healthy, keep them well. Give them healthy diets, oh God. Remove food and drinks from their diet that's not healthy from them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you for what you're doing in all the children, Lord. You are doing great and mighty things in our children. Our children are destined for greatness, and greatness is on the inside of them. Let them show the greatness of God on a daily basis, oh God. So we thank you this morning for the children. We thank you that they are blessed and highly favored of you, and you love them in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that no good thing will you withhold from our children that walk upright before you. So, Father, we thank you for loading our children up with those benefits on a daily basis and them receiving them the benefit of life and abundant life. We decree and declare our children shall be taught of you at an early age, and great shall be their peace in the name of Jesus. I want to ask you a question this morning. Before I ask you the question, I'm going to tell you this. Our children are in desperate need of a Savior. Our children are in desperate need of a Savior. Do your children know that you are saved? Do they know that you follow the Lord Jesus Christ? Do they understand what being saved means? Have you ever talked to your children about their salvation and why they need to be saved? Jesus said, suffer little children, do not stop them, for they are part of his kingdom too. Jesus laid hands on them at that point. Have you ever thought, when would be a good time to talk to your children about their salvation? How would you approach it? What would you say? Can I talk to all my children at once, or should I talk to each one individually about their salvation? Have you taught your child or your children how to pray? Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Do you get on your knees when you're teaching your children to pray? Do you stand up? Do you walk around? What do you think is important to teach your child about God, about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit? Now, if you have these or other questions about your child's salvation, it's time to consult Father God, to ask him, how do I talk to my children about you, Father, and about their salvation? Perhaps you could talk to them about how you got saved. Today is Children's Day, so we're going to hear from the children this morning. I thank God for the children this morning. We're going to be hearing from the children in just a minute. Right now, we have some children on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. We have the Solomon children this morning. So I thank God for them. We have Tavion, Demetriana, and Demetrius on from Jacksonville. Good morning. How are you all doing?
Good.
All right. Can y'all come a little bit closer to the phone?
Good.
All right. All right. Y'all ready?
Yes.
All right. Who's going to pray? Who's going to sing?
Okay. I'm praying.
State your name and say what you're going to do, and then go ahead, okay?
Tavion, I'm praying.
All right. Thank you.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Bless the children of the world. Bless everyone here. Bless everyone on the radio right now, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Touch their hearts, Lord. Lord, let them ask that they be healed in spots that are not seen. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Heal their bodies. Lord, I thank you, heal any sickness going on. Heal children from other countries, Lord God, that don't have what we have here, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Bless them, Lord. And Lord, I ask that you change their heart. And Lord, I ask that you turn them to you, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you keep them safe from any harm that might come to them, Lord. Lord, I ask that you, Lord, keep it away from them. I ask that you, Lord, touch them and they may be safe, Lord God, and cover them with your wings. I ask that you, Lord God, touch America, Lord, and help America, Lord. And Lord, I ask that you, Lord, touch every child in America and in the other countries, Lord, foreign lands also. And I ask that you, Lord, bless them, bless their heart. And I ask that you, Lord, let them be saved also. And let them turn to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'm Demetrius.
I'm Demetrian.
And we're going to sing.
All right.
My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it.
and all the praise. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it.
Amen.
Hey, man, that was awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. The prayer was awesome. The song was awesome. Oh, my God. I thank God for the Solomon family because they're being trained up in the way that they should go, and they are blessing the Lord. I thank God for their parents who are training them up, who's teaching them God's ways. So we'll continue on this morning. I praise God for the children. Thank God for the children because they are part of our the kingdom of God. So God is blessing them every day. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the Solomon children and all you're doing through them, for them, what you're about to do for them, even as they go in, as they come out, wherever they go, Lord God. Protect them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they're under the shadow of your almighty wings and nothing by any means can harm them. So we bless you this morning. We just give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for what you're about to do in their lives. Have your way this morning. Almighty, we just bless and thank you, Almighty Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, we thank the Lord for you all this morning. We have with us this morning Jackie Travis from Jacksonville, Florida. Excuse me. She's going to be singing a song this morning. Good morning. Good morning, Jackie. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Good morning, Sister Carissa. How you doing today?
Doing great. What about you?
I'm in Cincinnati with my aunties, the 94 and the 85-year-old. We're going. They're going to have a celebration honoring all the older members of the church. We all sitting here. I got the youngest child in the house. She's 94. We're going to be singing This Little Light of Mine. Okay.
Okay. You
ready? This little light of mine,
let it shine.
This little light of mine,
I'm going to let it shine.
Well,
call him up, tell him what you want.
Call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Yeah. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Yes, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Amen.
Amen. Woo! That was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well,
thank
I am
you.
So glad you're there in Cincinnati, Ohio, with your family. I'm going to pray for them.
Yes.
Father, I lift up. I'm sorry, were you saying something?
No, she said thank you.
Oh, okay. Father, I lift up the Jackie Travis and her family, the elderly member, the young members, all the members of her family that are gathered there this morning, those that sang this morning. I thank you, Almighty. I thank you, O God. We give you praise. We give you honor. And, Lord, I just thank you, O God, for the years that you've given her aunts, O God. Bless them like never before. Protect them, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for life and abundant life. We thank you for their strength and their health. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives and what you're going to do. We bless and honor you. I thank you for safe travel for Jackie, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for her health and her strength. We thank you, Lord God, for providing and meeting every need. We thank you, Father God, for consolation and strength for the family and the loss of the family members, oh God. So we bless you and we honor you. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for you all coming on this morning. I want to continue to ask you, what does it mean? What does it mean to be saved? What does it mean to be saved? And who saved you? Do you know who saved you? Was it your mama? Was it your daddy? Who saved you? So, you know, there are questions that the children have about salvation. So we got to find out what questions our children have about their salvation. And we got to talk to them about their salvation. Children don't know automatically about salvation. We take them to church, but do they know what it means to be saved? Do they know about the Savior that saved us? Do they know why we should be saved? Do they know, you know, all the questions concerning salvation? If you are not saved, how can you be saved? Do they have these questions? Ask them. You know, they need to know that salvation is deliverance from sin and its consequences. There are consequences when we sin. You know, like when you are a mother or a father and you tell your children to do something, they don't do it, they get consequences. They do it, they get rewards. That's the same thing with Father God. He gives us rewards when we do what, when we are obedient, and we get, you know, chastisement when we are disobedient. We don't like it. There are consequences. What is sin? It's an immoral act, wrongdoing, not doing what's right, unrighteousness. James 4:17 says, therefore, if anyone knows how to do what is right, yet does not do it, it is a sin to them. So we got to teach our children what's right and what's wrong and how not to do it and what not to do. So I thank God. You know, Romans 10:9 says, if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, believe it in our hearts that he raised Jesus on the third day, we shall be saved. So we got to tell the children about salvation. Well, this morning, we have a speaker from Jacksonville, Florida. Mighty young woman of God. Her name is Erica Mason. She's a registered and licensed dietitian with the Florida Department of Health in Duval County. She has worked with children and adults in helping them meet their nutritional needs, and her passion includes serving Christ, serving people, and healthy living. So I introduce to you this morning Erica Mason from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Erica. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. And yourself?
I am doing wonderful. He woke us up, started us on his path today. I'm
Amen.
Rejoicing. Well, we're going to let you go ahead and speak this morning. We know you have great things to tell us about our diets and how we eat.
Yes, yes. Thank you. So thank you for that introduction. I am a registered dietitian, and I do believe in tying in healthy living naturally with also our spiritual health as well. So today I will be going over a few steps and tips related to health. Today I will introduce the 5210 program developed by the Florida Department of Health in Duval County. The 5210 program was developed for children. However, these four simple steps can also be applied to adults. I will give you steps for healthy living and also tie that in with scripture, so it will touch on both the physical and spiritual aspects of your life. God commands us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. We cannot do this effectively if our natural bodies do not have the energy we need from healthy food. To do what God has called us to do, we must take care of our natural bodies, giving it nourishing and healthy foods. The 5210 has four basic principles, the five being for five fruits and vegetables each day. The two stands for 2 hours of screen time. The one in 5210 is 1 hour of physical activity recommended. And the zero stands for zero sugary beverages. So I'll go ahead and begin diving in into what these mean, giving you examples and practical steps to apply these to your life. One scripture I'll reference today is, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. There are many ways we can honor God with our bodies. He cares about every aspect of our lives. In all that we do, we should strive to bring glory to God. So one of the many ways we can do this is being mindful of what we put into our body. Eating healthy food has many health benefits. It helps protect us from diseases. It helps us to maintain a healthy weight, and the list goes on and on. Eating five healthy fruits and vegetables a day can help you to keep yourself strong, for growing children, it helps in developing their bones and their minds. It helps ward off any infections and things that they can get from other children when they're in school or on the playground. And you can get all the vitamins and minerals you need daily. It's important to include many colors into your diet from fruits and vegetables. So sometimes we can get in the habit of eating the same foods every day, or not really having variety in our diet. But if you think of the colors of the rainbow, that's a good way to help remind you of all the colors that you should incorporate into your diet. The red, the blues, the greens, the yellows, and the oranges all have different vitamins and minerals that when they come together in a meal, they work together to provide you with the best health possible. So I'll go through the colors and tell you what all they provide and give you examples of these. So I'm going to start today with the green fruits and vegetables. Green fruits and vegetables include leafy greens such as kale, spinach, romaine lettuce, and collard greens. And some of the fruits include green apples and green grapes. We also have cucumbers. All of these green fruits and vegetables have a nutrient called chlorophyll. And what these do are they help you to fight disease. They help you, they have antioxidants in them, which help you with your skin. It helps with the oxygen levels in your body. And it also helps to remove harmful chemicals. So a regular diet should include green leafy vegetables on the daily. The deeper the green in the vegetable or fruit, the more nutrients it will provide you. These types of foods are bursting with vitamins and minerals. Next, we have the orange and the yellow fruits and vegetables. Now, these fruits and vegetables help you to maintain eye health promotes healthy skin. It helps to boost your immunity and the ability to fight harmful diseases. Examples of orange and yellow fruits include oranges, lemons, papaya, cantaloupe, mangoes. And some of these vegetables include sweet potatoes, squash, corn, orange bell pepper, and pumpkin. Next, we'll move to the white fruits and vegetables. These include bananas, which is the main white fruit. Then we have potatoes and turnips. Also cauliflower. These are a good source of fiber, which help in keeping your body regular as far as eliminating waste and going to the bathroom regularly and preventing constipation. There's also folic acid, vitamin C, and potassium. Vitamin C is the immune-fighting vitamin that will help you in the cold season and flu season. So eating potatoes and turnips and cauliflower, bananas, all will provide good nutrients that you need. Next, we have the red, purple, and blue fruits and vegetables. These help with your heart health. They are bursting with heart-healthy nutrition. They help with memory function, and they act as powerful antioxidants. Examples of some of the blue and purple fruit include blueberries, purple grapes. You also have cherries, prunes, plums, cranberries, strawberries, and raspberries. Some of the vegetables in this group include eggplant, purple cabbage, and red peppers. Again, in this group, the darker the color of the fruit or vegetable, the more nutrients you're going to receive. Therefore, having a diet filled with the red, purple, and blue fruits and vegetables will help with your heart health and memory function. One thing I do know as a dietitian and practicing in my field for a while, I've come across where parents have had a hard time getting their children to like vegetables or much less even try them. Some of the recommendations I make if you are having trouble with your child trying vegetables or even liking them, you can try different ways to incorporate it into their foods, into their diets, where the taste isn't as loud or as harsh as it would be just eating the pure fruit and vegetable. So what I mean by this is a great way to get more vegetables into a child's diet is to make smoothies that will hide the taste of the vegetable. For example, spinach and kale can easily be added to a smoothie with banana, mango, and strawberries, or whatever other type of fruit you would like to use. The fruit in the smoothie will hide the taste of the spinach and the kale. However, your child will still get all of the nutrients that these vegetables have to offer. Another way to mask the taste of the vegetables for your child is to use pureed fruits and vegetables and mix them into your regular dishes and meals that you prepare daily. For instance, mac and cheese is a favorite of many children. Pureeing butternut squash and mixing it into the cheese will add vitamin A and other essential nutrients to the macaroni and cheese without ruining the flavor for the child. Also, another option would be to mix pureed cauliflower into mashed potatoes. The cauliflower will blend into the white mashed potato, and the child will never know you actually put added vegetables to that food. You could also top homemade pizzas with zucchini and onions and peppers and eggplant, or add onions, garlic peppers, and diced carrots into your pasta sauce. And that way, with all the flavors mixed in, the child is more likely to try the food and actually eat it. I also recommend that parents allow their children to help them prepare foods in the kitchen. When a child is allowed to help in meal preparation, they are more likely to try the food and actually like the food. Allowing the child to touch the food, smell the food, feel the texture of the food are all great attributes into helping the child accept the food. So whenever appropriate, allow the child to help with dinner preparation and also to see how the food is prepared. And once they can follow the journey of the food from preparation to on their plate, again, they are more likely to consume that food. Next, we will move in to the 2 in our 5210. The 2 stands for 2 hours of screen time. Another way to honor God is through what you watch on television. Watching TV shows and movies with violence and cursing are not things that will draw you closer to God. Be mindful of what you are watching. This is an important area for parents to monitor in their child's life. Make yourself aware of what your child is viewing on television, what they are seeing on the computers, and what they are watching on their tablets and cell phones. The Bible tells us in Matthew 6:22 that the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? This scripture references what we allow ourselves to view in our lives, what we allow ourselves to hear and take in. Therefore, 2 hours of screen time or less should be the limit to a child's viewing time. And when they are viewing television, it's recommended for you to be aware of what they're watching. Watching shows with violence and cursing are not things that will draw us closer to God. Those are things that will more than likely separate us or push us away from God. Those things are not what God calls us to be like. He does not want us using violence or cursing, but he calls us to love one another. And so if we are watching things on television that are opposite of who God is and what God is, it will make it difficult for us to draw closer to God and know God and have a relationship with God. So 2 hours of screen time or less. Next, we will move into our 1. So we've done the 5 fruits and vegetables, the 2 hours of screen time. Next is the 1 hour of physical activity. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, "Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown." Also, 1 Timothy 4:8 says, "For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come." Physical activity is a very important aspect to life, also with eating healthy. Physical activity provides the body with the movement that it needs, which then helps with oxygen flowing throughout the body. It helps to burn calories. It helps with achieving better sleep. And also it helps with weight loss and other functions of the body. It's recommended for children to receive at least 1 hour of physical activity a day. These activities can include running, swimming. They can include basketball, jumping rope, playing football. All of these activities are activities that children enjoy and that they can do that will help them achieve their physical activity. In today's society and in the medical field, we are seeing a rise in childhood obesity. We attribute this to many reasons, but one being a lack of physical activity. Children are staying indoors longer. They're spending more time on their electronic devices and not receiving the activity that they need to maintain a healthy weight. Health professionals are moving towards promoting and encouraging parents to allow their children to go outside. If the child is not going outside willingly, then encourage them to go outside by placing them in sports, taking them to the park, encouraging them to play and run. And also for the parent, if you run and play and enjoy the outdoors with your child, that can also be of great benefit, health benefit to you as well. So lastly, we have our zero sugary beverages. John 4 and 14 says, "But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I will give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Jesus refers to himself as the living water. When we drink of him, when we have relationship with him, when we accept him as our Savior, we will never thirst again eternally. He is all that we need. And the same goes for in the natural. Naturally, God has also provided us with water for our bodies, and water should be the main beverage that we drink daily. Sugary beverages have lots of sugar, and they have unnecessary calories that promote weight gain. Water helps remove toxins from the body. The recommended amount of water to drink daily is 6 to 8 cups. Drinking water promotes healthy skin, hair, and nails, and it helps to flush the kidneys and purify the body. If you find it hard to drink plain water, you also have the option of infusing your water with fruits and even added vegetables to add a natural flavoring to your water. To make infused water, what you would do is take a cup or container of water and add fruits of your choice to the water. You can add things such as oranges, lemons, and strawberries, or even things as cucumbers and limes. And let the water sit in a covered container or covered cup for a few hours or overnight. Once you have let the fruit infuse into the water, you will have a tasty and refreshing beverage with natural fruit flavoring and no added sugars. The water will also have lots of vitamins and minerals that have been infused from the fruit into your water. You may ask also about the flavored waters that come in the store. Many of the flavored waters that you can buy from the grocery store have added sugars or artificial sweeteners. I do not recommend artificial sweeteners to be consumed on a regular basis because they have been seen to sometimes increase hunger and sometimes cause undesirable effects depending on the person. So I always push and encourage people to drink pure water or infused water with natural flavoring. So to recap, we today discussed the 5210 program, which tells us that 5 fruits and vegetables are recommended daily, 2 hours of screen time or less for any child, and that can also apply to adults in limiting television time on their tablets and cell phones and any electronic devices, and pushing them more towards reading, learning, getting outdoors and playing. We also have the 1 in the 5210, which goes for 1 hour of physical activity, which includes running, swimming, jump roping, basketball, football, whatever physical activity or sport the child enjoys. And then the 0 for zero sugary beverages. Here we're promoting water intake and also the option of infusing your water with fruits. So I'll leave you with this scripture that says, "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well." And this scripture that just ties in what I've been saying this morning. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health. God wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be strong. He's given us all of the healthy foods here on earth for us to enjoy. Enjoy good health. Apply these tips to your life. Incorporate all of the colors of the fruits and vegetables into your diet. Maybe just even starting each day by incorporating a different fruit and vegetable. And all that may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. As you are focusing on improving your dietary habits, never forget to include spiritual habits as well. Reading your Bible daily, praying daily, seeking the Lord daily, growing in relationship with God. We can't have one without the other. There's no benefit of having optimal, natural health with having poor spiritual health. You need the two to go hand in hand. So daily working on your natural health and being healthy, and also spiritually seeking the Lord, praying to Him, and asking Him to lead you and guide you daily, that your soul may also get along well. So I leave you with these tips, and I thank you for your time and allow me to speak today on the station.
Oh, my God. I'm almost speechless. That was so excellent, Erica. Oh, my God. We got to get you to come back on again. That was awesome. We got to get you to come on Family Day and Senior Citizens Day. Just thanking the Lord. She talked about our spiritual health as well as our physical health. And that's one of my favorite scriptures, 3 John 2. Beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank God for the daily health. Thank God for the physical daily health. We got work to do. We can't just let, you know, we weren't born to just live, work, and die. We were born for so many reasons, to give God glory. And to give God glory, we got to be healthy spiritually. We have to be healthy physically. I love that program she talked about, the 5-2-1-0, those principles. You know, where you have 5 fruits and vegetables daily, 2 hours of screen time, 1 hour of physical activity, 0 sugary vegetables, you know. We give our kids candy for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner. If it's not candy, it's a donut. If it's not donuts, it's ice cream. If it's not ice cream, it's some kind of pie or cake or whatever, cookies. You know, all of those things. And then we say, wonder why they're not making A's in school, because they're not getting the brain food. So I thank Erica for coming on, talking about our spiritual health and our physical health. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Erica Mason. We ask you, Lord, to continually use her to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, and to tell us about our spiritual health as well as our physical health. And, Lord, may we apply what she said to our lives. May we not just let the word fall on deaf ears, but may the word penetrate us into our very souls, and we take action on the words that she gave us today. So we are so grateful for the mighty word that Erica said today. So we thank God for Erica. We thank you, Erica, for that great message. I mean, that message needs to be spread all over the world, not just on Bible Storyland. It is going all over the world on Bible Storyland, but I mean you physically need to start traveling and giving that word forward, because that was awesome. Oh, my God. I can't. And she has scriptures to back it up. You know, she wasn't just saying that you need to eat healthy, but she gave us scriptures to back it up. John 4:14, whoever drink of the water. You know, when I was growing up, we had fresh water, came out the tap, out the kitchen sink, even out the faucet outside. It was fresh, healthy water. But now our water's polluted. So like she said, you can put fruits and vegetables in your water to make it tastier in the bottled water, and pour it into a, you know, like a gallon jug and put it in the different fruits and vegetables. You can do strawberries. You can do oranges. You can do all kind of fruit in your water to make it tasty if you don't like it. But you know what? Our bodies is made up of a percentage. I forgot what the percentage of is water. So we need water. We need fruit, vegetables, water. We need all the things that she talked about. Now, I want you to notice something. She ain't say nothing about meat. I didn't hear it. Fruits and vegetables, fruits and vegetables, fruits and vegetables. That's what Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego ate. They ate fruits and vegetables. They ate pulse. It was fruits, vegetables. They ate nuts and seeds. They ate grains. So you know what? We got to eat right. You know, you ever say, oh, I'm just so tired. I'm exhausted. Why? We're not eating right. So we got to eat right to stay healthy, not only physically but spiritually. We got to eat the Word of God every day. We got to get in the Word. We got to pray. We got to talk to the Father. We have to come closer to Him. And He promised if we come close to Him, He's going to come close to us. We need more of God today. I'm driving down the street, and, you know, people are just darting in and darting out and not being on their cell phones. Would you believe I saw somebody smoking weed driving a car the other day? I'm like, oh, my God, no wonder. They numb to what's going on. They're not even following the traffic light. A cab driver the other day dropped a lady off wherever, I forgot where I was. And then the cab driver was on the other lane next to me, and it was a red light. I was stopped at the red light. The cab driver looked both ways, went right on through the red light. We are lawless today. We have to follow the will of God. I mean, I could go on and on and on telling you about our lawlessness. We have become a lawless generation. We think, oh, well, it's okay. We don't have to follow the law. The police ain't looking. So that's not it. God said we're to follow the laws of the land. Most Christians don't even know it, neither do they follow it. You're to stop at a stop sign. You're to stop at a red light. In a caution light, you got to be very cautious because cars could be coming and hit you when you go through a yellow light. So we got to watch. We got to teach our children the laws of the land. When they're driving, when they're walking, when they're on their bicycles, when they're on their skateboards, skating, we have to teach them the laws of the land. Stop, baby, at the stop sign. Look both ways before you move. I was taught that as a child, and I'm sure you were too. Well, we're going to continue on. You know, we talked about salvation of our children today. And, you know, sometimes we're not saved, but we got to be saved. Romans 10, 9 through 10 says, if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus up on the third day, we shall be saved. Is there anyone on here, no matter what age you are, that need to be saved? Press 1. We have people on that will walk you through the plan of salvation. God has a plan for your life. He ain't just bring you down here on the earth to live, work, and die and go back to Him. No, you got to prepare to go back to the Father. If you don't prepare, the devil going to take you with him. So I know we got to prepare to go to the Father. And Erica gave us many things on how to prepare to go to the Father. Our spiritual lives, we cannot just read any book we want. Screen time. We can't let our children be on the tablets without being there right with them. It should be a family time. One tablet per family. And everybody looking at the same time. Therefore, you know what your children are watching. You don't say, baby, what you watching good stuff? Yes, ma'am. They're going to lie. They lie, just like we did. You doing what you're supposed to? Yes, ma'am. Did you do your homework? Yes, ma'am. Did you do your homework? Yes, sir. You know, that's how they're going to do. So we got to carefully watch our children to make sure that they're doing everything that they need to do. That's how we train them up. So I could go on and on about children. So is anyone on that's not saved today, press 1. All right, well, testimony time. Anybody going to tell about the goodness of the Father? The goodness of the Father. I mean, God is so good to us. It would take us a lifetime to tell about the goodness of God. Through eternity, we can tell about the goodness of God. Anybody have a testimony? Press 1.
I sure do.
All right.
The testimony is that we were supposed to have a really bad storm last week, and it didn't happen.
Hallelujah. Even in New Orleans, it didn't happen. So we thank God that He intervened. I know people were praying because I was praying. And other people I know was praying against that storm. So thank God, thank God. Any more testimonies? Testimony time. The goodness of the Lord. He's doing it every day. Goodness. I mean, when I drive down the street and I get back home safely, I'm like, Lord, you did it again. Thank you, Jesus. When I wake up the next morning and I'm safe in my home, I say, Lord, thank you, Jesus. We have so much to be grateful for. So press one. Testimony time. One more. Wow, everybody talking about the goodness of God to themselves, but if you want to talk about it on the radio, you're welcome. We'll listen. All right, I didn't see anybody press one so far, but we're going to continue on. We thank God for each of you this morning. It's prayer time. Anybody need prayer, press one. We have Prophetess Lawson on with us this morning. She's a mighty woman of God who prays for the children of God, prays for her family, prays for world leaders. She pray however the Lord lead her. So I thank God for her this morning. Prayer time. Anybody need prayer? Well, we're going to cover our usual, but if anybody else have prayer requests, press one.
We're pressing the one, but it's not, I guess you're not.
Okay, you're on already.
Okay.
Jackie? Hello? Jackie, is that you?
This is Tavion.
Hello?
This is Tavion. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
I need prayer.
Okay, what's your name?
Tavion.
Tavion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
And
Prophetess Lawson, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm calling. Prophetess Lawson, are you there?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my phone is not on mute anymore.
Okay, good. Tavion, do you need prayer for anything in particular? Say it again, baby. I couldn't understand you.
You sleep good.
You sleep good? Okay. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Tavion? Are you 12? How old are you?
13.
13?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, could you pray for Tavion? He said to sleep good. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for this ability to pray for Tavion, God. Father, Lord, as I heard the request, my mind went to Samuel and Eli, Father. Father, I lift up Tavion, O God, that his sleep may be sweet, but let him awaken to your voice, to your call, to the unction of the Holy Spirit, O God, to read, to focus, and to think of you, O God, that Lord God, that he will hear your voice, open up his spiritual ears, that he may hear your voice, open up his spiritual eyes, that he may see your hand on his life, oh God. Father, use him for your glory, Father. Continue to use him in ministry, oh God. And as he be used, oh God, we plead the blood over his life, oh God. We declare and decree that any weapon formed against him, Lord God, and the night sleep, and the night dreams, any weapons used by the spiritual world to tamper with his sleep, oh God, we come against it, Father. Then we put a hedge of protection. The seal, we charge the angels that are around him, oh God, because I don't know what neighborhood he lives in, God. But Lord, let the neighborhood, Lord God, be peaceful, God. We speak peace within his walls and riches in his palace, oh God. Let that which you have decreed for his life be multiplied, oh God. Intelligence, wisdom, oh God, like the three Hebrew boys, oh God. Let him be one of stamina and stern, knowing the word of God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, open up his understanding that he may understand according to Proverbs, oh God, that he'll be taught of you, oh God. Father, we just thank and we praise you for Tavion, oh God. And Lord, we declare and decree that his night should be sweet and every spirit that hovers among the little activity will cease around his presence. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And while you're praying for Tavion, Prophetess Lassa, could you pray for all the children that are on here and the children of the world?
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, you said blessed are the children that come unto you. You told us not to shoo them, not to push them back. But, God, you wanted them, Lord God, to come to you, oh, God, because they have a humble heart. Oh, God, they come, Lord God, just and trusting in you, Father. So for those children that are on the line that have acknowledged and relied and trust in you, oh, God, to lead and guide them, oh, God.
Hello? Prophetess Lawson?
In the word of God, oh, God, that they'll be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace, oh, God, of their peace, because they'll be taught of you, oh, God. Father, now we ask you, oh God, not just for the children on the line, not just for the children in Jacksonville, but I pray first for the children of the United States, oh God. Father, Lord God, we come against the weapons, the attacks that range over the cities and states and counties of America, oh God, the spirit of murder, the spirit of rebellion, the spirit of pharmakia, the spirit of drugs. Oh, God, every spirit, the spirit of homosexuality and perversion, the spirit of homosexuality, Father God, we just pray. We bind these spirits from around our children, oh, God. Oh, God, we loose the Holy Spirit to reign. You said, Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh, God. We pray that our children, hallelujah, in the United States, oh, God, will worship you like the angels worship you day and night. Oh, God, we pray for the children of America. And now I include the world, oh, God. Well, Lord God, in Africa and India and China, where little girls are being kidnapped and used as sex slaves, oh, God. We bind the hand of the enemy that's trying to take away our children's youth. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We come against the men, the adult men. Father, we send out an arrest warrant for them. Or the arrest warrant for parents, oh, God, that they will blatantly give their children, oh, God, away. Oh, God, knowing that harm will come to them, oh, God. Oh, Father, we send an arrest warrant, oh, God, for their capture, oh, God, that they, Lord God, will not use their children for mighty purposes, oh, God. Father, then we lift up the children in the countries, oh, God, where the gospel is not preached, and they got to hide in a cave, oh, God. Oh, God, give them a thirst, God. Let send laborers down their pathway, oh, God, that they may hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. We lift up the Muslim nations to you, God. We declare and decree, oh, God, that there should be a generation, there should be a remnant, oh, God. Oh, after Kush, oh, God, that know you, Lord God, for the pardon of their sins, oh, God, that they'll still, Lord God, do the edicts, oh, God, according to the Hebrews, oh, God, that they still, Lord God, will know that you're Yahweh, oh, God, and they'll give you glory, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, that they will call you Yeshua HaMashiach, oh God, whatever the national tongue, whether they're in Hungary, oh God, in Russia, oh God. We pray and we lift up the children of this world that they, Lord God, will see you and your glory. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We lift up the children in the prisons, in the half houses, oh God, wherever they may be, oh God. Father, we don't leave no children unturned, oh God, even the ones that are in the hospital. We pray for your healing power. We pray, Lord God, for your deliverance power. We pray, God, for your keeping power. For all children in this world, oh God, oh Father, in every nation, oh God, that they may hear your voice and stand at the and as you stand at the door and knock, and they'll yield, oh God, and say, Lord, send me in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. That prayer was awesome. Yep, we got to continually pray for our children on a daily basis because, you know, the devil's trying to take them out. But we say they shall live and not die and declare the mighty works of the Father. We claim all the children for the kingdom. Prophetess Lawson, I'm going to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her family, et cetera. And could you pray for Jackie Travis and her family as well, and include her her aunts there in their 90s and 80s, and a family member was, you know, buried recently. Father God, we just call on you today. You are a mighty God. You are awesome God. You are powerful in all your ways. And we just thank you for what you've done on Bible Storyland, Lord. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your servant, Pastor Donna Hawkins, your pastor, called after your heart, Lord God. Father, you call forth the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to come forth and do a mighty work for you. And, Lord, she's doing a mighty work for you in Paducah, Kentucky, and all over the United States of America. She travels here and there spreading the good news of the gospel. And, Lord, you also call her to pastor Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. And so, Father, as we lift her up, we hold up her arms in the name of Jesus, that she would not grow weary in well-doing, that she would continually move forward, that she would continually press forward to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, that she would continually call upon your name. And, Lord, I thank you for her husband, the children, the grandchildren. Father, we lift up her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins. We thank you for what you're doing in Mother Hawkins, the aged woman of God. And, Father, your word says, when we are old and gray, do not forsake us. And you are not a man that you should lie. You will never forsake Mother Hawkins. You will never forsake any of us. So we thank you for her health and her strength. We lift up the members of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. And we thank you for the drawing them closer. We thank you for revival. We thank you, Lord God, for their being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your work, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I thank you for Pastor Donna's strength. Be her help. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bless her like never before. Meet every need in a household. Give her excellent health and strengthen her body. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Jackie Travis to you, God, and her family and her business and the nursing home, oh God. I lift up everything, Lord God, that she placed her hands to touch. But God, I thank you on today, oh God, and every Saturday that she has visited this line. That, Lord, that she decided to minister and be a part of this ministry, oh God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, and we ask you to increase her spiritually, Lord God. Increase, Lord God, the things that she do that gives you glory, Father. We thank you, Lord God, as she care for the elderly, oh God, as she care for her family members, oh God, that you strengthen her body, oh God, that you, Lord God, hold her body in your hands, oh God, and Lord God, and you, Lord God, touch her from the very crowns of her head to the very soles of her feet. And God, anything that's forming or anything that's attempting to form in her body, we declare and decree that it shall cease now. Oh God, and we speak as the woman talked to today, oh God, that Lord God, that dietarily wise, oh God, that we will put the nutrition in our bodies. And we ask you, Lord God, just, Lord God, in that area, oh God, that we all need on today, that we will take the word that was given today, and God, and use it to help for the nourishment of our bodies, oh God. Now, God, so that who's able to keep her, Lord God, from falling, who's able to do exceedingly above I can ask or think, oh God, as she go day to day, oh God, as she walk day to day, as she labors day to day, oh God, with your senior citizens, oh God, strengthen her, oh God. Oh God, give her wisdom and knowledge, oh God, how to handle the people, oh God, even the people that's connected to her, oh God, that has to care for the elderly, oh God. Lord, let them come with a sweet spirit. Let them come with a right mind. That, Lord God, that they'll see that, as you said in the book of Acts, Lord God, y'all got deacons, oh God, that will cater to the elderly, because that's a ministry, oh God, that you have ordained and is written in the Bible, oh God. So, Lord God, we thank you that she will see the wealth, oh God, that it'll be pressed down, shaken together, running over, oh God, in her life, fulfilling the call of ministry. Oh God, hallelujah, oh God, according to your word. And then, Lord God, for her mother, oh God, and her cousin. Oh, God, any member, family members, anybody else on the line that recently have someone to die, oh, God. We pray, Lord God, that they'll recognize, oh, God, that we have a great cloud of witnesses, oh, God. We have a great cloud of witnesses, oh, God, that, Lord God, that knows, oh, God, and is cheering us on that we will finish this race, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have received them. We thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, that they've finished this race on earth. But, Lord God, we thank you even the more that, Lord God, times to come. Oh, God, that we'll see each other's face and we'll give each other, Lord God, that which is due, the honoring and worshiping of you. God, let us all remember, oh, God. And I pray for the bereaved family, oh, God, that they, Lord God, will acknowledge and recognize that you know every situation and circumstances concerning them and that you're able to keep them and keep their mind in perfect peace. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Glory. Amen, amen. Well, I'm going to call on you again, Prophetess. Could you pray for Erica Mason, our speaker for today, and cover everyone on Bible Storyland, and then I'll close us out.
Father God, I lift up Sister Erica Mason. Father, I thank you that Jesus showed me in his word that he was a marketplace minister. Lord God, that he, Lord God, took the tools of the earth, the tools of nature, the food, the drinks, the wine, and Lord God, he used every aspect of it to minister to the sick, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, you said that on the trees and the revelation that the leaves are for the healing of the nation. Oh God, we thank you for Sister Erica, oh God, who, Lord God, can teach the people your word, oh God, in a way, oh God, that it will, that she can market it, oh God, and people will hear it, and Lord God, and receive it, oh Father. We thank you, Lord God, for using her today. We thank you, God, for training her and teaching her how to minister, hallelujah, the word of God and a good diet, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Now I pray, Lord God, as Sister G said, oh God, that she'll carry this word, oh God, and whether it's through PowerPoint presentation, whether it's through a book, or however, Lord God, that you want it to be spread, oh God, that she, Lord God, oh God, give her divine favor, oh God, that she, Lord God, will market that word that she gave on today. Let her bring not just financial increase, oh God, to her life. Because, Lord God, I know by the Spirit that if you increase her finance, oh God, she'll give it back to the kingdom. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that she's kingdom-minded and she has your children in her heart. Now, Lord God, bless her going and bless her coming in, oh God. Bless her, hallelujah. Bless her basket. Bless her storehouse, God. Bless her in the city. Bless her in the fields. Oh God, let the continual blessing be upon her. And your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I appreciate and love each one of you, but you know Father God loves you even more than I have the capacity to do so. God is good, but what he commanded us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And so we also have to obey the second one as well, to love each other like we love ourselves. God is so good to us. So, Father, we are thanking you for this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it. And we thank you, Lord God, for the life that you've given us to live. Lord, we ask you to live it through us, God, in the name of Jesus, to draw us closer to you in the name of Jesus. And we are thanking you, Lord God. We cover every person on Bible Storyland who's come on today, who's ever come on. With the blood of Jesus, no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. And we thank you that we can call you Lord. We call you Father. We call you Abba. We call you King. You are everywhere at the same time. So, Father, we bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Well, I look forward to hearing from each of you next week. It will be a new month, Senior Citizens Day. Hallelujah. So we're going to honor the seniors next week. But I want to thank God for you. I love you all so much. And I'm so grateful for those of you who continually hold up the hands of Bible Storyland. Just keep praying, continuously keep praying for all of us. I love you and bless you. Anybody have anything to say before we close out? All right. Bless you. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you.